AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Immigrant children who cross the border with Mexico alone are being sent to the convention center in Dallas. David Woodyard is with Catholic Charities of Dallas.
There's going to be some number of kids here this week, maybe a few dozen, maybe a few hundred. And then I think over time, it could be in the thousands plus.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the situation at the border is under control as he defends a policy of allowing teens and children crossing by themselves to remain in the country. Republicans blame the Biden administration.
The main problem at the border right now is that the Biden administration doesn't want to enforce America's immigration laws. And it's choosing not to stop the flow of illegal immigration.
Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy says the increase in people crossing the border began in the fall before the election.
The Republican narrative is that this started when Biden became president. That's just fundamentally not true. This started last September.
President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband are talking up the American Relief Act to small business owners. Biden visiting with the owners of a flooring company in a Philadelphia suburb, while Harris is in Colorado.
Our small businesses are really part of the heartbeat of every community. Our small business leaders are not only business leaders, your civic leaders, community leaders, role models.
A report released by the Office of Director of National Intelligence finds Russian President Vladimir Putin authorized influence operations to help then-President Donald Trump in the last election. And Iran tried to undermine the confidence in the vote and hurt Trump. Both of the efforts failed. The investigation is just the latest upholding the integrity of the election, even as Trump supporters continue to make false claims of interference. This is AP News. Republican vaccine reluctance.
75-year-old Ron Holloway in Missouri is at a very high risk of getting the virus, but he won't get the shot.
I don't believe my government's going to save me. My mask isn't going to save me. The vaccine isn't going to save me. Only Jesus Christ can do that.
Holloway supported Donald Trump. An AP NORC poll found 42% of Republicans say they probably or definitely will not get the shot. Public health doctor Brian Castrucci took part in focus groups. He says health, not politics, was the deciding factor.
They said that their doctor was more important than the influence of the former president.
Castrucci says facts are needed to get more people vaccinated.
Good data plus good stories gets you behavior change.
As for Ron Holloway,
people call it a pandemic. I call it a damn panic.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Two people are dead in an explosion and fire caused by a fireworks cache in a home in Ontario, California, just outside Los Angeles. The blast blew out windows in surrounding homes. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.